It's either what I read from this text is a flat-out lie, or it's the truth. Or it's the truth. The scripture says in John, the first epistle of John, chapter 4. You know, as I searched the scripture, those are the two books, the epistle of John and John. They are the ones that talk about love more than anything. Now, Paul, to Ephesians, to the Ephesians and Galatians, he mentioned love, but he doesn't talk. But these are the two books that really gives us a great picture of that. More than any books in the Bible. And you go to David, Psalms. And it's a difference because the love we have toward him or toward him, it is called Ahab. It is the love of man toward Yahweh. And that is our love toward each other. His love toward us is totally different, but yet it is his love. And without him in you, you can't love. And without you loving his name, you can't love at all. That's period. I will show you in the New Testament where it says that. You can't love. This is what John says in the epistle, 1 John chapter 4. He said, beloved, let us love one another. That's easy, isn't it? That's what it says. You think Yahweh gave us something that's that difficult to do? For love is what? I know what it says. Say it like it says it. For love is of God. For love is from, what he said is love is from God. It's from Yahweh. It's from God. Yahweh. That's his name, Yahweh. It's not God. I understand. I want you to do that so you get a love and affinity for his name. I know what I'm doing. I'm an ignorant man, but I'm not the most ignorant man. I'm ignorant in many things. Sure, you are too. But I'm not the most ignorant man. I'm ignorant in many things, and that's a fact. And I'm ignorant in Scripture too. So are you. So are you. And they think you're not even a fool. I'm ignorant in Scripture just like you. That's why we study the short self-approved. As a workman, need not to be ashamed. Rightly. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from Yahweh. And everyone that loveth is begotten or born or of birth of Yahweh. And Yahweh and knoweth Yahweh. For everyone that knoweth, what does it say in that text? Please read what it says. For everyone that loveth what? Knoweth what? And then they knoweth who? All right, who is the one you know then? Tell me. Tell me the one you know. If you say it's a capital G, honey, every culture spell their gods with capital D, G's. That is just not coming to this thing you call, quote, Christianity, unquote. But every nation spell their gods that way. And they have names to their gods that they can't differentiate between what God. It's a heathen nation here. They know their gods. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's, birthdays, and anniversaries, and all that other trash too. Yahweh never intended for us to do that. Because it takes our minds away from him, and that is the truth. He never intended for us to do that. I've been married 27 years, and I've never really called celebrating any of them. I just don't do it. No one told me that. No one had to speak that to me. But I've never done it. I haven't. Oh, I've given Sister Roberts money to buy something, but I've never done it. I've never been a part of it because I know I've never, in all of my years, for his anniversary, what if I ever bought you? I've never bought her a diamond ring. Nothing. I just haven't done that because we have to celebrate him. You see what things we put above him? And when you come into the tabernacle, you won't celebrate him. You won't lift him up on those days. You will lift up your God, your belly, your lust, your greed, your eating, your sumptuous living. That's just the truth. You consider more about this one's birthday and that one than you do to do what he says. There's nowhere in Scripture where they did that. There's nowhere in Scripture where they did it. Nowhere in Scripture, nowhere, because it's all pagan. I don't care. It's all pagan. It's all, yeah, the Thanksgiving was pagan. It began the season of this season, what they call really is their religious activity, because after that becomes Lent. Their Easter, their Estar, their Eastern Stars. The Mason, the power of their Illuminatis, the dark powers they began to exalt then. You can't even love unless you know him. You can't even love. How do you know him if you don't know his name? If you know a person, you know his name. And everyone that loveth this is begotten of Yahweh and knoweth Yahweh. For love is from him. Then where do you get your love from? Where do we get this love we call love from? Who? Who? The Baptists love one way, the Methodist world love one way, the Pentecostal, the Apostolics. Those that believe that homosexuals and faggots should be preachers, they tell you they love. Power, Yahweh's love, of course, want the ministry unto the saints. That's what it will do. And we don't like ministering unto the saints. We don't like ministering unto each other. We don't. We like for the world to give us accolades and say, well, that's nice. Oh, she is so nice. She's not nice. She's doing it because of self-righteousness. The righteousness is filthy rags. He's doing that for his own name's sake. It's not the namesake of Yahweh. It's not for his name's sake. And that's the truth. Verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not Yahweh, for Yahweh is love. But one doesn't love, they don't even know the Father. For he that loveth not knoweth not God. Is that not what it says? For God is love. What God? The Buddhists say they're gods of love. They say all ours are God of love. Tell me his name. Tell me. I'm ashamed that Yahweh, he knows all things. As Elder Martin said to me, he said, Pastor Rob, he brought you up through a way that every person in your life, he intended for them to be there. I said, I believe that, Elder, for a purpose. For a purpose. He said, on every last one of them, they all tried to prevent you. They all did. Evangelist Hartsfield, Stare, Prophet Stare, they all. The cross, the gift, the anointing, their way. But it's Yahweh's way. And what about understand that he can appreciate that? Every gift is important in the house of Yahweh. Every gift. Every gift. The gift of a mother, that's a beautiful thing. The gift of a friend. I'd rather have that gift than any gift. To be a gift of a friend. Why? You know why? Because there's one thing a friend will do. A friend has love. And a friend will lay down their life. They will. I watched these cowards, they were never my friend. They never loved me. Not one of them will lay down their life, even to help me. They were not friends. I bless Yahweh. I thank him that not a one of them, and any of the rest of you, they were never friends. No greater love than this, than a friend, that he will lay down his life. He will die for a friend, for his brother. If a man truly has love, I'd rather have the gift of a friend than the gift of a preacher. Ain't no greater love than that. A preacher's turn against you, but not a friend. Messiah, you say, I'm not going to call you servant, I call you friend. Why? Why do you call them friends? Because you do what I command you to do. You do the will of the Father. That's what a friend will do. He said, I'm going to call you servant. He said, because you do the will of the Father, I call you friends. What great love is that? What great love is that? He's a friend to the friendless. That's what he is. In order for you to be friendly, you got to show yourself friendly. You can't treat brothers and sisters wrong or cold toward them. You're wicked. You can't be nasty to them and nice to the other one. You're going to hell. You got to be nice to all the brothers and sisters. Whether they're just gathered or some other gathered. You got to be nice. No, if they're brothers and sisters, you be nice to them. Even the world, you do good to them. Do right by them. You tell me you're on your way to darkness now. I'm telling you. You're lost. You're going the way of sin. Oh, Daddy, I don't want to hear that. That's what they tell you. You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about them separating. They will separate from you. You tell them the truth. You tell them the light is going out and they're full of darkness. They will separate from you. Oh, that's the truth. Mama, Daddy, I don't care who it is. You tell them about what thing is emanating from them. If someone loves you, always say they love the body. They love the body that express him in his name. They love their own gods. That's why they do their own thing. Well, I'm going to serve him the way I want to. That's a lie. There's only one way we're going to serve him. We have holiness and righteousness. And your way ain't holy and ain't right. It's not a black man's way. It's not a Mexican way. It's only Yahweh's way. One way. One way to him. One way. There are not many ways. The ways of a man, they all the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. He thinks what he does is right, but Yahweh, he pondereth, he weighed the spirit of a man. When someone has a true love of friendship, that gift, they will lay down their life for you. That's why this generation is not doing it. I'm talking to us amongst this house. We're not willing to lay down nothing for no one. Because you're not truly friendly. You never made just a friendly one with the other. You're friends with those because they will feed you lies and they will feed you folly. And you like that. And they don't touch your sin. They don't encroach upon you. They won't say nothing to offend you. They won't say anything to make you feel uncomfortable. You walk with me during the day, you will sense an uncomfortableness. They won't say that. They talk about little generic subjects, a little generic things that never touch truth. And they don't bring about a hill where the dogs meet a spiritual power in your life. And you leave them all feeling good. Why? Because you don't want your sins to be touched. So you seek out those that will talk about the things that you like. That's the truth. You will talk about football, find someone who likes football, you find them. And they talk football all the time. You want to talk about Yahweh, you got to find someone that love him. They talk about him all the time. You around me, that's what I talk about. That's my conversation. In my house and outside of my house. Where I'm at, that's what I talk about. Glory. Sister Marshall gave me a nice little jacket. You see this? I like this. I've never done this in all my life. But I like this. I did it so folks can ask questions. See that right there? Beautiful. Nice and cold, I can wear it. Bless you, Brother Smith. And he bought the pink for it, too. That's all right. Bless you. So I did that so folks can ask questions. What is that? And I give them a reason for the hope that's in that name. That's why. I'm not ashamed of his name. And I won't slight his name for this wicked, corrupt world. Vile. It's wicked. And such dark as they are. The vile has been poured upon that beast spirit, that kingdom. The kingdoms are full of beastly nature. And the beasts, they have no honor. They don't regard any man. That's what they are. That's the truth. I want to show you this in verse 4. Verse 9. He said, In this was manifested the love of Yahweh toward us. Because Yahweh sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him now. So we might live through Messiah. Now how folks are living today? Through their own flesh, their own mind? We need to have that mind of Messiah in us. He says, herein is love. Not that we love Yahweh, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, our sacrifice, our atonement. Yahshua is our atonement. He said, beloved, if Yahweh so loved us, we ought also to what? Love one another. He loved you, a filthy sinner, right? I was filthy. I don't know about you. Full of harlotry and wickedness and whoredom. And he loved me. Now, do you love a sister or brother because they're offending you? Do you love them or do you despise them? A sister says something to you, do you despise them? Come on, listen to me. Don't worry about what's out there. Get your minds on your way. Do you despise them? Do you come against them because a brother says something? And yet we do just that. We do just that. She said that. He said that. And yet you say all kinds of lies. You speak lies before him. And yet he still loves you. Yahweh so loved us. Well, she hurt my feeling. How do you think you hurt him? You lie. You're not obedient. You're slothful. And yet he says, he loved us. We ought to love each other the same way. You think that's impossible to do? You think he gave us something that is impossible to do? He did not give us anything impossible to do. He knew there was a possibility there. How? And we live through Messiah. We live through the color of our skin, our race, our own abilities. And it's wrong. We live through pride and arrogance and haughtiness. We love the flattering lips. We love for folks to flatter us and speak lies to us. Oh, you're good, sister. No, you're not. You're far from. No, brother. You need of help. You need of help. No, he's the good one. He's the fine one. And his love is the same. For Yahweh so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. He sent it just for James as he did. James was no more important than I was. I was no more important than him. Oh, Jeff was no more important. No, not more. Not one of us. Sister Rob was no more important than Sister Honeycutt. He just sent his Son. Why? Because he had a remnant. And he wanted his love to be shown toward them that he can minister unto the saints. So don't tell me that's love. That ain't love what we know, saints. That's what we like digging our hearts. Come on. Come on. We love him when it comes to prayer. You don't want to pray. As Jermaine said to me the other day, he said, Pastor Robert, we can't do nothing else. Whether we want to or not, we can pray. Whether we want to come to the house of Yahweh, you can come. You can walk over there. You can do it whether you want to or not. It's there to do it. And he said, the world takes all of that away from you. And it does. It does. He said, you can't do it, Pastor Robert. He said, above all things, that's the beauty of it. You can't do it. Whether you feel like it or want to, or there's no desire, you can't do it. The word takes it away from you where you cannot do it. It doesn't allow you to do it. It won't let you do it. And you can't do it. You can say you're doing it, but you're not. This is the love of Yahweh. This is His love. He says, beloved, verse 11, if Yahweh so love us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen Yahweh at any time. If we love one another, if we truly love one another. Now check your heart on that. You can just start back then. Just read that all day. If we love one another. If we love one another. And let the Spirit of Yahweh minister truly through your heart. If we love one another, Yahweh dwelleth in us. And His what? Love is perfected in us. John says in the second chapter, the same First John, he said, whosoever, for whosoever keepeth the word of Yahweh in him, verily is his love of Yahweh perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. See, you know you're in him when his love is perfected. Do you hear that, saint? You know that you're in him when your love is perfected. So do we have that perfect love? No, we don't. So you know we're not in him. We need to get in him. And that's the truth. We can get ourselves. He called Israel out of Egypt, didn't he? He put them in the wilderness, but they were not in him. He sent the manna from heaven too, didn't he? He fed them, didn't he? Does he not feed us? Does he not give you health? Did he cause you to rise this morning? Did you feel that baby kick today? You know it's alive in you, don't you? Same way with the power of his love. We ought to know that it's alive in us and well and it's real. We ought to know that, saints. We know what our hatred is in there, our callous heart, our despising of one another. And we don't even despise the world like that. We will grin at the world. We will treat the world nice. We will smile. We will hold hands with the world. And when it comes to one another, don't tell me that's the love of Yahweh. That is not His love. You know what the love of Yahweh is? I read to us on Wednesday. I read the scripture. For the love of Yahweh is, first of all, to hate evil. That's the love of Yahweh, to hate evil. The love of Yahweh is to hate evil. And when a man has that love, he hates every aspect of evil. In himself, begetting, in his son, his daughter, his mother, he hates it, period. He doesn't say he hates evil, and I hate evil. I hate it. I hate a lying tongue. I hate a wayward mouth. I hate those things. I despise them. I hate them. Don't lie to me. Don't play me for a fool. For the word of Yahweh dwells in a man in him, the love of Yahweh is perfected. Do we keep that word in our hearts? Very seldom. We hear it today and we spit it out. We go back to our own corrupt, filthy, wicked ways. We hear the word and we go some other way. He tells us things not to do and we do what we want to do. That's why his love can never be perfected. That's why there's no power of his love perfected in us. Because we won't keep his word. We won't keep the word of Yahweh. Well, that's my son. No, honey, that is not your son. We keep the word of Yahweh in our hearts. We got to have a love for that word. And once we began to keep that word in us, then his love is perfected. See, that's the only way. And that's why there's been no perfection of his love. We have despised his word. We have cast it aside. We have walked over. We have trampled over it because of our feelings, our emotions, our ways, our thoughts, and our own mindset. If you say I'm wrong, you know you're not dealing in truth or righteousness. He's going to have to correct the house. And if we're his people, then he said his people are foolish. They have not known him and they are sottish people. They have no understanding. They have all the knowledge it is to do evil. But to do right, they have no understanding. How do we learn that? We got to go back, saints. We got to go back to the book. We got to start over again. Start from the first principles. And go from there. And go from there. That's what we got to do. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how, what kind of physical change your bodies are going through, whether it's a woman or whether it's a man. You still can do what he says. I don't care if a woman's going through this, through a cycle in life, it makes no difference at all. I don't care if a man is going through a cycle, he still can do what Yahweh says. Beyond that. He's beyond that. You can do just what he says. If you love his name, you'll do what he says. I'm not going to lie to the brothers. I'm not going to speak a false thing to anyone. I'm not going to try to twist the truth in any way. I won't do that. I won't do that, saints. You said this and you said that. Tell me the things you've said. It's something about us, we can remember everything everyone else said. We can't remember nothing we said. You can tell me everything I said, but you can't remember nothing you said. I've had these men that even over me when you said that, you hypocrite. Tell me some of the things, the lies you spoke and some of the untruths you said. You lied on one another, you spoke against each other. Hypocrisy, what it is. And they think they're going into the kingdom full of lies. I want his judgment to correct me. I want Yahweh to put your judgment upon me. I want him to correct me. I want him to judge me. Show me I'm nothing. I'm not even worth him spending his time with. But because he has put me in his heart, then that's why he does that. I bless him for that. Not because I was worth anything. I don't have nothing to offer him. I don't have nothing. What difference is my body from his body and your body? Nothing. That's the only thing we can do. Present it to them as a living sacrifice. Totally acceptable. That's the least we can do. So if he demands that of you, then what more is he demanding of me? Nothing less or nothing more. You get your always pure spirit in you, you do right by every brother and sister. You will. You do them right. You minister unto the house. Sure you will. And that's the truth, glory. He says in verse 12 of the same chapter, no man has seen, verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his spirit. Verse 14, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So we say we abide in him, we ought to walk like he walked. Well, how did he walk? In the body of flesh as Messiah? Without sin? When they riled against him, when they spoke evil against him, there was no guile in his mouth, he didn't speak evil against them. Do we have guile? We have guile. The sin and lies in our mouths? Sure we do. Even when they charged him, he didn't have no guile in his mouth. I called a brother the other day. I said, brother, if I've offended you, I'm sorry. Tell me what I've done. Just tell me anything I've done, brother. Tell me what I have done. If I've done anything, I had a witness there with me. I said, if I've done anything against you, brother, I'm sorry. I said, if I'm a wicked man, tell me. I don't sense in my heart I'm a wicked man. It could be my heart has deceived me. But if I'm wicked, tell me, brother. Tell me and I'll repent. All I want you to do is tell me. I have no problem with that. Tell me. You think the man is going to accommodate me in that? Well, I tell you, he won't. This is a wicked generation. You think they know the Father? They don't. They don't walk in his truth or in his love either. We don't walk in that. We walk in lies, the hypocrisy, the every kind of sin. I want to go to John chapter 13. John, chapter 13, verse 34. Messiah said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Do you hear that? He said, you're going to have to love one another as I love you. Now, that's the commandment for you today. How did he love you? Did he lay down his life for you, didn't he? Do you do that for brother or sister? Do we do that? It's pride amongst his house. It's full of pride. And it's arrogant. They don't want. Is that a commandment he gave us? He said, I want you to love others like I love you all. He laid down his life, didn't he? He didn't have no guile in his mouth against them. Even though they sinned. Even though they all turned their back toward him, he still went back to them. He went to them. He said, I want to show you how to love one another. I want you to love each other like that. And love the house like that. Love your neighbor. Love your brother. That's how you want you to do it. You don't do a man wrong. These hypocrites, they will leave this place and then they will do wrong. They will speak against it. They will talk. And they're full of lies. I deal with their sins. That's the only thing I ever dealt with, their sins. Their wickedness, their corruption. Their stubbornness against Yahweh, their lies and their hypocrisy. As I deal with my sins and your sins, I've always done that. And because you don't cater to their sins, then you are wrong. That is the commandment that you love one another, saints. That is the commandment of Yahweh. We despise each other. We hate each other. If I do a white brother wrong because he's white, I'm a wicked man. If I prefer a black brother over a white brother, then I'm a wicked man. I see a brother as a brother. I will tell a white brother his sins. I will reprove him like I will a black one. It makes no difference at all. That's righteousness. That's the righteous law of Yahweh. I would tell a Jewish man his sins. He did our Messiah. I would tell him of his sins. It makes no difference. Because iniquity is not love, it's iniquity. And that's why we easily betray one another. We will destroy one another. We will go behind one another. We will blaspheme one another. We will speak against each other. Don't tell me that's Yahweh. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. It's wrong. I'd rather conjure up something or Randy or Chris or Jermaine or Tom. I don't do that. And you ought not to do that. I don't want to think what she said or he did. If a brother sinned, I may deal with an elder brother about that. Brother does wrong. Sure I will. Sure I will. Brother need a little strength. I say that one need a little strength, Dick. Elder, that one need a little strength. She could stand to. Sure I will. The corruption of hell calls us to speak against dignities, against those things that we don't even know. And if you betray one sister, you betray any. I'm telling you, hypocrites. I use that expression. I'm only talking to the hypocrites. If you betray one, you will betray any. You will. If you betray one brother, you betray any brother. If I betray any brother, I betray any brother. That's the spirit of darkness. Satan has no love. He can't love. That's why Yahweh wants to study to be quiet. Let our words be filled. Talk about him. Lift his name. That's what we ought to talk about. But what about you, preacher? Follow me for a day, you will find out. You can stay in my house for a day, you will find out. I know that's what my strength, I have no strength to myself. I can't do anything without him. You may can, but I can't. I have no ability. None. I am lifeless without him. I can't love, I can't appreciate, I can't be kind, I can't be affectionate. I can't be gentle. I can't be tender. I can't do it without him. I cannot. Now, you may, you can. But I can't do it. I can't. So I must go to the well of life constantly to make sure I got a little water in me to take me through the day. This is a dry land that we're in. So I need the water of life to take me through the day. I got to dig from that well. I must have it. I don't have the ability to do it. Now, if you have the ability, that's you. I don't want that ability you got. I can do all things through Messiah because he's the one that gives me strength. I don't want to do it on my own. I can't even speak the truth on my own. I will lie just like any man. I will steal. I will be corrupt like any man. I will do just that. It's either the doctrine is wrong or it's false. If it's false, flee every last one of you. I'll stay here. Flee. Run. Save yourself. Get yourself away from it. The doctrine is not a lie. It's the truth. It's the truth. Because they deal with the thing that man doesn't want to deal with, his wicked heart. He doesn't want to deal with that. He don't want to deal with that. He doesn't want to deal with that. And if I'm preaching a false doctrine, then I will go to every kind of vile thing there is. And you judge me accordingly. That's what you do. I want you to. That I'm going to do. Bless you. That's the only thing that makes us free. Not a false doctrine. Maybe strange to our ears because we haven't heard the depth of it. They said the Messiah was false too, didn't they? Because he came in the Father's name. They call him a liar. Yes, they did. So you ain't the real thing. Because they didn't know him. Why? Because Scripture says so. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love him, you will keep his commandment. Well, what is commandment? That you love one another. That's the new commandment. So if you even love Yahweh, Messiah, you will keep his commandment. He gave us a new commandment. You love one another. Do you hear that? He gave us a new commandment. He didn't tell you to love your mama more than you love a brother or sister. He didn't tell me to love my wife more than I love another wife, another man. He told me to love her as I love that sister. If I truly love her like I love myself, I can love her just like I love her. I can love her the very same way. For there's a heartfelt compassion there. And that's a love, that's a genuineness there. I will not do her wrong, I'm going to do her wrong. If I'm an adulteress with her, I'll be an adulteress with you. I will feed you adulterous lies and spiritualize her, and it will damn your soul to hell. If I'm an adulteress and a false husband with her, I'll be a false with you, sister. If I'm genuine and real with her, I'll be genuine and real with you. See, that's what love does. It's just that pure. It's just that right. He didn't tell me to love my sons more than I love more than some. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself, and to love thy wife as thyself. That's what Scripture says. And it tells a little bit different. And this trash say, oh, you pray for your family. Another. What about the other brother's family? What about his family? What about his son? What about his daughter? What about the ones that left it? You all said, some of you all said that they shouldn't have left. What about yours now that they're gone the way of the world? Are they right? They're wrong on their way to hell. I say it like that. Not because they left here. They left your way. Their hearts didn't even love him from the beginning. How is it that Yahweh can allow them to do that trash? They can go back to the things that they former were entrapped by. He won't allow us to do it. How could that? It's a lie from hell. In darkness. They make you a bow with the wicked. They draw the wicked. They grin and smile with him. He told you to love one another. He said, come on, love each other. This is how men will know you're my disciple. Not that you love the world. He said that you love one another. When they see that love that you have one for another, it ain't nothing to love the world. It ain't nothing. He said, difficult things you love one another. Has there ever been a husband or a wife that said, boy, this, she make me so sick. Yeah, you said that. She make me sick. I could scratch his eyes. Ooh, I could pinch her. I've been married as long as you are almost old. So don't tell me. Because love prevents you from doing that. You understand the power of that, but it prevents you from doing that. So love him. And if we truly love him, we won't do him wrong. Huh? Well, if I do him wrong, I'm doing him wrong. That's the body. He said, I give you this command that you love one another. He said, now this will let you know how you love me, that you keep my commandment. He said, this is how you will know that you love me. You will love each other. That's the truth. You will keep my commandment. And if you don't keep his commandment, you don't love each other. You don't love him. Verse 13, he said, greater love hath this in no man, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. You notice that? Not just a friend now, but for his friends. He said, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. I want to be his friend. So what I do then? I got to love you. I got to love you. That's right. You love everyone. If they say your daughters love mamas more than you love daddies. Love daddies more than you love some other mama because they're all mama. He said, obey your parents. They're over you in your way. That's what he says. That's the truth. And if you honor your mom and daddy, you honor anyone. If you don't honor your mom and daddy, you won't honor no one. If you obey your mom and daddy, you will obey anyone. That's righteous. You know, the young man said something to me. It was so beautiful when he said, you know, Pastor, I've learned. He said, I do it even though it may not be the right way to do it. I do. When an elderly person, someone older than me, tells me, I just do it. He said, there's a strength that I get from doing that. And that's what the power is. A submissiveness. Most men get arrogant, get angry, they get upset. He's telling me. And yet the world tells them all the time. Tell them what time to get up, what time they must. It does. There's no greater love than that. We love him, we're going to love each other. Greater love hath this than nobody lay down his life for his friend. He said, and ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. We do what he commands, that's what he tells us to love one another. Now with no dissimulation, let our love be without dissimulation. And what Paul says in the Romans, let love be without hypocrisy. Come on, you're a hypocrite. If I love Brother Sean and I ripped him to pieces with Deacon Benny, then I'm a hypocrite. Now I may say, oh, Sean is moody. Yeah, I'll say that. He's funny up and down. Yeah, he is. I'm talking about Pat, the Brother Jermaine. Pat isn't hard-headed. He does things you don't like. Well, I tell him nothing. But it's still the truth. Amen. See, you get quiet on it. That's all right. But it's still the truth. You don't like that. That's why you don't know how to love, because you don't love truth. You don't like that. You don't want nobody to tell you sin. Oh, Elamon says, Pastor Robert, as long as you don't touch me, it's all right. Amen. He touched my sister, my brother. I say, that's right. Get him. Amen. But when he touches us, we get upset. Amen. We get angry. Amen. Huh? Oh, Brother Pat's my amen man. When I said that, they see that. Come on. Oh, I may say that to Deacon Benny, the brother. Deacon Benny. I talk to Deacon Benny like that. Huh? That's the truth. I'm not against Brother Sean. I'm not against Pat. I'm not against old Brother Kevin. There are things in our lives that we need to correct. How do you do that? By knowing the truth. We love each other. Oh, Joe, you look so nice in that. No, she doesn't. You look a mess in that. Take that off. Don't dress like that. Get that off, sister. Your hair looks silly like that. I don't even like it. Take it out. Amen. Sister Robin had them on plastic. I said, get that mess out. Amen. See, we're a bunch of hypocrites. Amen. You can't be honest about little things like that. You can't be honest about nothing. Amen. Oh, believe me, she tell me things about me enough, all right? Amen. That's the truth, all right? Amen. She really got on me this morning. I said, that's all right. I said, okay, I'm going on. Amen. I said, well, still, the book says this. More calories you burn doing this. But you still did this. I said, that's all right, but it's still the book says. I believe what the book says. It's right. The book says, so I'm going to go that way. But still, you need to. I'm going to stay, but the book says this. Glory, glory, glory. I went on about my business. And that's the truth. We love flattery and lies. We don't want anybody to speak the truth to us. Oh, honey, your son is a nice boy. And then this whoremonger out doing every kind of sin it is. Oh, yeah, he's a good boy. The liar. I used to watch my natural relatives. I watched my mother, my aunt. They said they loved each other. What kind of love? I would watch them and say, boy, these folks don't even know love. And I watched my aunt love to see one of her, my mother's children, get into some trouble or something. She would talk about that. Oh, honey, I'm so glad Jimmy. And I watched my mother the same day. I said, these hypocrites. And they said, oh, that's my sister. I love. I said, you hypocrites. I said, I don't want you to love. I don't even mess with them. I look back, stand back, look at them and say, boy, these are some hypocrites. They don't even know love. And then one of us get in trouble. Oh, that's all the aunt did. She made sure everybody in town knew about it. Huh? My mother was the same thing. Miss B, you heard about Jimmy? Oh, honey, I heard about that boy, yeah. And they say that's love. They're liars. They didn't even love each other. They didn't love it. I don't care what you say. My sister would have never done me like that. The scripture said that brothers are born adversaries. Sisters, too. You got to be born again. You have to be begotten. They would do that. Oh, honey, my boy, he's in college now, honey. He got a football scholarship. Oh, my baby, Rekka, she's a third year up there in school. Oh, honey, she's doing good, whoring around with every boy she can. 4 or 5 abortions. That's the truth. Oh, honey, she's doing good. Oh, my boy, he 3 or 4 babies up there in college. He's doing fine. Oh, he's making good grades. The boy's fucking out. And that's what they exalt one another that way. Am I right, old man? They do that. These folks want to go numb on me. That's all right. It's the truth. That's the truth. They would do that with each other, with sisters and brothers. They'd do that. Oh, my boy, yeah, he just graduated from A&T. Got a scholarship. Oh, honey, my daughter, she works at Nation Banks now. Oh, she, I don't know what she do, but she's big time up. She's up there. Oh, I believe she is. She goes to this 60-some story building. She, you wouldn't take much for her to get her in. She got to go up in the elevator. She probably is up there. Ain't no doubt about that. Yeah. Oh, honey, she's up there. I don't know. She kind of, she handled that money. Well, I'm quite sure that's what they do in banks. Handle money. Oh, she's big. She's up there. She's high up there. I'm quite sure she is, honey. You go up in a 60-story building, you got to get high up there. And that's how they talk. Oh, what about Dean? Where is she? Oh, well, honey, you know, well, she's doing good. That's how they talk. Full of hypocrisy and sin. Of course, I lay the pattern and show that's how the way we are. We're worshiping them. Because the truth don't convict us or convince us of our sins. Something is wrong, saints. Something is wrong. We better begin to judge our hearts. And we don't do that because there ain't enough crying out. We don't pray. We don't want to do that. I watch some of you all. You come when you want to. You're late. You have no desire to come. Ain't no pressing in you. That's wickedness in you. You put everything. You can do everything but except come to prayer. You run the Walmart, Kmart, everything. But to come to prayer, you can't do that. Something is wrong in your souls. That's the truth. I don't care if any of you all love me. It doesn't make any difference. I tell my wife that. She doesn't have to love me. He loves me. I believe that. And that's the truth. Yeah, we need correction. And we need to walk His way. And we keep His word in us. In us verily, the love of Yahweh is perfected. And that's what He wants, His love perfected. Why do we love Him? Let love be without dissimulation. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Yeah, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Now, be what? In verse 10. Be what? Be what? Kindly affectionate. One to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Amen. Kindly affectionate? Yes. You kind to those you want to be kind to? Amen. Just kind to Sister Robertson, not kind to Sister Deborah? Kind to her, not kind to Sister Robertson? Kind to her, not kind to Sister Honeycutt? That's wickedness. Is there any kind of affection? Did he say to the wife or to the son? To one another. And that's what Yahweh wants. You can't just be kind to those you want. Kind, boy, it's one thing about kindly affection. You can feel that. Yeah, you can, saints. You can feel that. You can feel that. You can. There's something about that kindly affectionate. You can feel that. Sometimes I say to sister, I say, Laquila, I call Laquila to do it for me. She says, well, I'll do it for her. I said, nah, I'll get her to do it. She don't mind, Jermaine. Nah, that's my little daughter. She'll do it. And she'll come to her and say, stop running. No, just walk. Get me ginger ale. That's all you want, Papa? I said, that's it. You can sense that kindness because she wants to do it. And that's what we have to be about each other. Well, Quila get moody. Tell me how moody you get. I know she gets moody. Tell me how moody you get. Have you been moody? You hypocrite. I've been moody with my wife. I, ye shall know the truth, for the truth shall make you free. I've been moody with my wife. I've been moody against Almighty Yahweh. I've been moody against you. You've been moody against me. And see, the truth of the matter is that when he revealed that, does he make us free? I've been moody against you. You've been moody against me. So what's, it's good we know that. So we can just love each other. You see, that's what kindly affection it is. When you ask someone, that there's a willingness and a love to do it. I cried to one of these young boys, they just run. I said, no, don't run, son. Just take your time. Come on. And they run, and there's a heart to do it. It's not a mumbling and a griping. You just be kind to each other. You be kind to her just like you will to him. To everyone. That's how you do it. I don't have no special place in the dining hall whereby this is for the elders and this for those and that. No, that's not how things should work. It should be the same for all. That's right, son. Bless Pastor Robert. That's right. It should be the same. See, what love is with dissimulation, it's a love of hypocrisy. And you're kind to those you want to be kind to. If there's a weak brother, I want to do things toward that brother that will give him strength more than I. But I may have to get on Deacon Benny hard. I get on Randy. He can't bear what Deacon Benny can. And that's the truth, saints. And so if a sister's wicked, you know, you deal with her according to that. That's how you do it. We have to be kindly affectionate one to another. We search our hearts and say, oh, I'm kind. No, saints, come on. Why would he tell us this if we were that way? Then love me without dissimulation. And we ought to hate that which is evil. Our evil tongues, our evil mouths, our evil ways, the evil words we speak. We ought to hate that. Abhor that which is evil. Our evil conscience when we think things evil against each other. We ought to repent of those things. We truly ought to. He said, but be kindly affectionate. That's kindly affectionate. One to another with brotherly love. And honoring. Preferring one another, you prefer the other. That's a good thing when you can prefer each other. That's a beautiful sign of his power. No, you take that. I'd rather you have it. I like that. I'd rather you have it. I'd rather you be excited. I'd rather you enjoy it. I really do. I do. Every time Tristan Robinson said, we'll get you a piece of that pie before. I said, no, don't worry. If every piece is gone, that's fine. That's all right. Don't worry about me. As long as they enjoy it. I'm all right. That's the truth. That is the truth. I went to some of that sweet potato pie yesterday. And she says, oh, go on. Jason just got the last bit of it. I said, man, that was good. And I recall Elder had some. I started to send for a piece, but I didn't. But I sure wanted some of that yam pie. That was good. I wanted me a piece. Right before dinner. No, I didn't eat at dinner because I ate what we had from yesterday. 1 o'clock, I want some of that gravy, rice. So I ate that. Wasn't hungry. I want the gravy. I didn't want no salad. I want some rice and beef, gravy, something to stick to the ribs. That's what I wanted because I had something I was going to do that evening. And those were crackers and salad wasn't going to hold out for me. No, the rice ain't going to work for me. I need something with the rice. Some collard greens, some beef. I'll settle for baked chicken, but I'd rather have fried. I won't complain about it, but I'd rather have the fried chicken. And a piece of that pie, too, because it sticks to a place where that other stuff don't stick. Gives you a little energy like the other stuff don't give you energy. And that's what we need, this kind of food, to give us the right kind of spirit change. It's going to take that to make it into the kingdom, and that's the truth. We can think differently, but we're deceiving ourselves. It's going to take this to enter into the kingdom, and that's the truth. That is the truth. And if we don't have this, we're not going to enter into the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. John chapter 5, verse 42. Is this for us or not? It is. Oh, there are thousands of scriptures on love. We need to get the basic primary foundation established. And it starts with one another. That's where it starts. This is what Messiah says in John chapter 5, verse 39. He says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you." How? He says, "I am coming what? And you can't deny that. And ye receive me not. And if another come in his own name, him you will receive." He said, "You don't have the love of Yahweh in you because I come in my Father's name. And you don't like that. You don't like my Father's name." That's what he said. He said, "I know you have not the love of Yahweh in you. And I know we don't have that love." No. Because we are all of the house of faith. We're the seed of Yahweh. And when a brother or sister come to one another, we will know whether they have the love of Yahweh in them. If anything, of all the things I've always prayed, Yahweh, I want to be genuine. I want to be a false brother. I don't want to be false. I don't want to be false. I want to be real. What if I don't want to be real? And I've always been, even when I was a sinner, I was that way. When I had friends, even as sinners, I was a real friend. I didn't understand what friendship was, but I was real. I had men in the military with me. I'll never forget them. I had friends. Ziegler from North Carolina. Or Will, he was from Mississippi. Cole from New Orleans. I had Tucker, he was from Memphis, Arkansas. I had Will, he was from Missouri. And they were my friends. It was just a group of us, about 8 or 9 of us, but we were friends. And if old Ziegler needed $100 for his mama to send home, I would give Ziegler the $100. "I'll pay you back, Brother Robert." I said, "No, don't worry about it. You got $100, I got it. If I got it, you got it." That's the way we are. And that's the way we were. It was a camaraderie there. It was something real. If one left Germany or left the military, the other one cried. We hated to see one another leave. If this one needs $50 here, man, come on. Here's the 50. That's the way I was. You take the 50, don't worry about it. You get it, whatever. If I need 50 one day, I know where to get it from. Whether I get it from you or not. If I need 50, I can get it. That's what genuine love is. Now, I didn't understand what love was, but that was my heartfelt warmth that I had toward those men. It was something genuine. It was not false. I was not even false like that. I watch men, I would say, "Man, don't do that on your wife. Well, why would you go out? Well, why would you do that?" I wasn't even married, but I knew I was wrong. I wouldn't participate. "Come on, Bro Russell." "No, sir. You boys go ahead." "Nah." "Were you better than them?" "No, there's certain things I just wouldn't do." I said, "No, you all gone." I said, "Man, how could you do that? That's wrong." "Ah, Brother Rob, come on." I said, I went to a sergeant's house one time. He was from North Carolina. He was sharp as a pin. That sergeant, I can't recall, Grimes. He was sharp. He was from North Carolina. He liked me because I was from North Carolina. And I went to that man's house one day. His wife was an attractive woman. She was a very attractive woman. I was a hoodlum, but I knew she was an attractive woman. Her facial features. She was a very properly dressed woman. I remember the day I went there, she had on a dress. She just very clean. Their house was immaculately. Boy, that woman kept that house beautifully clean. But she was a very attractive woman. At that time, he was probably 40. So he was about 40 years old. He was a soldier. He was a military man. Sharp and clean. Spit and polish. And I remember going to his house that day. He said, "Come on, Brother Rob. Come on and go home with me." He wanted me to come eat with him. I didn't really decide. That was a big age gap. I was 20 years old. He's 40 years old. I didn't want to mess with him. He was a soldier. I was a hoodlum. He was a soldier. And I recall going home with him. And I watched that man. If I ever seen a woman submissive to a man, and a woman that had that woman showed love to that man, his house, "Is this ready, woman?" That's what he told. He told me that woman so nasty. I was hurt for her because he did her that way. My heart was smitten. And I was a drunk fool that day when I went to his house. And the way he did her, I said, "Man, how could he do it like that?" You can tell the woman had a, you can tell she was cheating, fighting. I mean, it's even right there, I can tell she didn't fight him back. She didn't rise up against him. She didn't do any of those things. Fair sweet woman, I recalled her voice, how she was. I'd rather get out of that fool's house. I said, come on, take me back, man. I'd rather leave from here. I don't want to hang around you. Even my buddies, man, they come on. They don't have the rank you have, but they don't act like that. I don't want to mess with him. Doing her like that? Treating her like that? Caring for her like that? It was wrong. And we do each other like that, it's wrong too. So we need to begin to search our hearts. And we would judge ourselves. We would have no need to be judged of any other man. And that's what Yahweh wants us to do. It starts with us loving His name. We began to truly love His name. We began to seek His voice, to hear Him. He said, you don't have the love of Yahweh in you. Because if you did, I'll read it again. It's not what I say. But I know that ye have not the love of God in you. Is that what it says? I know you have not the love of God. That's what it says. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will ye receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God? What? Only. Now what God? This is a pantheon of gods, or monotheistic? Just one God. Huh? There's just one true way. Or there are many ways. There's only one. It's one way, through Messiah. He says, so you don't have the love of Yahweh in you. Because if you did, you would love His name. And men don't have that love. They don't. They don't have it. And because we don't have the love for His name, we can't love each other. And we need to begin to practice on that. Begin to work on our love. We truly do. And it starts with being affectionate and kind to one the other. That's where it starts. It starts there, being kindly affectionate one to another. Why? So the world will know we're the disciples of Yahweh. Because we have love one toward each other. Our love is genuine, it's not false. That's the truth. I'm concerned about the house of faith. I'm not concerned about Darth Falk, what he does out there. He doesn't come across my mind until I said that. And that's the truth. I'm not concerned about Frances Lowry or her children. It doesn't even bother me. I don't even think about them. And that's the truth. But you do right by me. If they were hungry, I'll make sure they eat. I feed any man, any stranger. Will I sustain their lifestyle? Not at all. No. Mm-mm. Wouldn't do that at all. If they were out, I said, I tell you what, I'll put you in this hotel for 2 or 3 weeks and you can go out and make a hustle. For them to picking up beer cans, aluminum. You can do enough to hustle to get you somewhere to stay and get you a job. You can go to any place and say, look, sir, I will work for you. Don't start me off what you started running. So start me off with it. I take $2 less. And if I don't pan out in 2 weeks, they fire me. You keep that. You tell me a man wouldn't hire you? Sure he would. Sure he would. Sure he would. And if you don't have rent for your room next that week, you say, look, I tell you what, I need to borrow 100. I'll make this much next week. I want to give you 25 on, just take that. Just give me that. He'll do that. Even a cold sinner would do that. Huh? So no, I will not substantiate their lifestyle. I will not strengthen their hands against the kingdom of Yahweh. I won't strengthen their hands. No more I will strengthen your hand, because we're not working toward Him for Him. We're walking against Him. Anytime you do those things that please you, y'all sure did not please Himself, but He pleased the Father. And we do all we do, we please ourselves. Our belly, our lust, and our greed. We look after that. That's the prima donna. Us. Me, myself, and I. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. And we would judge ourselves righteously. We wouldn't do those kinds of things. And that's the truth. That is just the truth. I'm not going to lie for Sister Roberts. Sister Roberts is wrong. She's wrong. Period. She'll go to hell that way. So I want to tell the truth. Tell the truth, sister. Do right. You shut your mouth and do that which is righteous. Let me read a few more verses. David said, Psalms 31. Turn to that quickly. Pray Yahweh bless you today. I feel good in my soul. Yeah, I feel good too. As old Bishop would say, I feel good. Good, good. Oh, I feel good down in my soul. Psalms 31. Psalms 31, verse 22. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. You forgot me, Father. Nevertheless, thou hearest the prayer of my supplication when I cry unto thee. See, he hears that when we truly cry to him. He says this in verse 23. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully reward the proud doers. O love Yahweh, all ye his saints. He'll reward the proud doer, those that are full of pride and lift up their noses. But that's not for me. No, you're right. It's not for you. It's just simply for his saints. Psalms 97, verse 10. See, when we truly love Yahweh, this is a manifestation of our love toward him. Psalms 97, verse 10. It says, ye that love Yahweh, Psalms 97, verse 10, hate what? You hate evil. He preserved the soul of his what? Saints. He delivered them out of the hand of the wicked. When a man truly loves him, he hates evil. And he starts at his own heart. He hates every kind of evil. And we are people, we truly search our hearts. There ain't too much evil we don't hate. It kind of stimulates us. Our evil thoughts, our evil ways. When a man truly loves the Father, he hates evil. I don't care who it is. Okay, what is in? He hates it. That's the truth. It's either it's the truth or it's a lie. If a man truly loves him, he hates evil. He does. He doesn't go back to his evil ways, like a dog returned back in his vomit, a swine back to his wallow. He doesn't love his Yahweh. He hates evil. And that's the truth. He hates it. Psalms 145 and verse 20. Psalms 145 verse 20. Let me turn to that. I say to you all, you better begin to give Yahweh time in Scripture. I'm warning you all. It says, verse 20, Yahweh preserveth all them that love him, but the wicked will he what? He's going to destroy them. He preserved everyone that love him. And when you love him, that they show him at the Old Testament. Now, if you love him, you love his name. If you don't love his name, you don't love him. He preserved everyone that love him. But a wicked man, he's going to destroy. I don't even understand the destruction of Yahweh. Now, you may do. I don't understand that. He said, well, the wicked I'm going to destroy. But every soul that love him, he's going to preserve him. He is our preserver. And if he doesn't preserve us, we're not going to be preserved at all, saints. And every soul, every wicked soul, he's going to destroy. So what is our love? Well, first of all, love him, his name. And then understand that we will love him. And then men will know that we love him because we love one another. And our love won't be without this falseness. It will be real. Be kind. Affectionate. Care for each other. Well, you don't care for nobody. Tell me who you care for then. Then over quiet, huh? Who do you care for? Tell me. Will you treat others differently? Tell me who you treat differently. Which one you like better? Huh? Tell me. Which one you rather do for? Glory. Tell me that. Which one you like doing for? You rather do for this one instead of that one? Tell me. All right, hypocrites. So if I'm that wrong, you first of all get the beam out of your eyes. Then you can see clearly how to help me get the mote out of my eye, okay? You got some of your eyes worse than I do. Because you don't see your wickedness and your sins. That's what you do. You get yourself cleaned up. You see clearly. You see clearly. His word, there's no man above his word. No man is going to go around his word. Not David Roberts, not you, not any of you. You got to come in at the door. And Messiah is that word, that truth. There's no exception for me. He hasn't made one way for a preacher and one way for someone else. It's the same way. Messiah paid the price in full. He did. He did. So he paid the price in full. And the one that is least esteemed amongst us, that's the one we ought to bear up the most and love the most. Huh? Oh, not too many of y'all esteem old Brother Joe back there. That's the truth. Huh? Some of you almost despise him. Then you talk to him about his brother when he calls him that. You heard him call you. Makes me angry. I heard you not answer me. It makes me angry. It makes me angry. If y'all got walk talk, you heard me get on there and say, you heard him call you. I just heard you on there. I'd rather esteem Joe higher than Deacon Benny. Glory. I don't go out. Every week I make sure I get Joe something. I don't do that for Deacon Benny. Huh? But I do it for Joe. Sure I do. Sure. Can Joe go over there and pick up a 200-pound log over there? No. They were loading the wood over there. I know Joe couldn't pick up the big wood. I said, you get them little ones there, I get the big stuff. We get these pallets together. It was good to have Joe helping me do that. We got it done. I said, Joe, get down from there. You don't need that. Joe, don't put that there. Let me get this, all right? Yes, sir. Pull the tractor for me. Yes, sir. Okay. You pull the tractor, I'll get that. I'll get it. That's the way it should be. I went over yesterday to get some wood. I'm not exceeding myself. I'm just sure this is the way we ought to do things. Over on the mall, woman said, oh, man, I don't need you to help me. You said, man, really, I don't need Joe to help me. Joe, you just drive the tractor. Park it there. I will put the wood on there. Don't worry about it. I'll get all the wood I need. You just park it. I'll put the wood. You take it to the house, and I'll come and unload it. That's what we ought to do. Prefer one another. I'd rather do it for you, brother. I'll do it. That's righteous to do it. We ought to do that. Bear one another's burdens. Help each other. That's what we're here for. That's what the Father wants. And we don't want to do those kinds of things. We'll go to the world, we'll do it. Show them we're kind and nice and sweet. I live with you, saints. I want you all to know that. I want you to know that. That's the way we should do it, one for another. And it has to be that way. May Yahweh bless you. Encourage, saints. I am. I don't need no pity either. I'm just letting you know. I know folks say I tell everything. No, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things I never tell you folks. But there are things I do tell. I do reprove, too, and I rebuke. I do that. I make everyone, I let it be known, too. Sure I do. I do. But there are things I don't tell you. There are a lot of things you just don't know. A lot of things. And you don't need to know because it'll do you no good. It'll give you something else to talk about. And I give you everything you need to talk about. That's him. You don't need nothing else. And so I don't lay awake at night thinking about any of them. I don't. Don't want to see him. I'm glad I don't see him. I'm glad I go out at a certain time of the day where I know I won't see him. I know I'm not going to see them. I'm back at home when they're all out. I don't see any of them. And I look at the sheep. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged. I am. Not for another. Father, bless your people, I pray. Give them strength in Yahshua's name. We thank you for all things in the mighty name of Yahshua the Messiah. Go with them, I pray, in Messiah's name. Bless you all.